such an asshole.
All right, we have a lost Gen Xer who foolishly thinks he's part of the millennial generation. And my good sir, no, you. I even had one pay me to make him an honorary member of Gen X, but you are not a millennial. So this is obviously brought to you by How Not to Become a Millennial, because we're going to be talking ever so briefly about America's intergenerational war. So here we go. Hi, Aaron. What's a reasonable price for a video on the Zillennials? That's not a thing. That's just something some journalism major, probably a boomer, probably a millennial, probably maybe even a Gen Xer, but we're not that dumb, came up with, like, yo, all, look how crazy I am. I'm going to put an X instead of the M. Zillennials, yo, hey. How is it having 500 Twitter followers working for a major news media outlet? we have 77 to 83, but I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of you, man. Not you. I mean, the Zillennial, I've never heard it. So it's not a thing. But to be honest, it's really hard to feel connected to any demographic, even though I lean to Gen X. You are Gen X. 83, you're still Gen X, I'd say. Like 85, I guess, would be the cutoff. Because I know people born in 83 still had to get jobs. You know, that's where I cut it. I know some, I'm sure some sociologist has the exact definition. But if you're born in 83, you lived during Reagan, you remember him, you're Gen X. If Bill Clinton was your childhood presidential hero, yeah, get in the millennial line. Oh, by the way, when does he go to jail for abusing his power over the Womans and get me too'd? But he's our guy. We were a lot of latchkey kids or raised by grandparents or family friends and forced to hang out with their millennial kids. I don't stop calling. You're not millennial. You're Gen Xer. Were you latchkey kids? Parents got divorced. Hey, welcome to Gen X. I don't think I get to talk to someone my age more than once a year. We had a moment a few years ago when Gen Z gave a bleep about our stuff, but now that's gone now. Do you think there's esoteric reasons for how the demographic shit show has unfolded? And I said, okay. Well, I got to look up esoteric because I use it functionally, but I intended. Let me reread the question here. Do you think there's esoteric reasons for how the demographic shit show has unfolded? Or esoteric, do you think there are intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people with specialized knowledge? Do you think, okay, so there's obscure or nuanced reasons for how it happened. All right, well, first, there is not, even I will admit that there is not this, from this day to that day, it's this group, and from this day to that day, it's that. It obviously blends and blurs. There's young Gen Xers, there's old millennials, there's young millennials, there's old Gen Zers, there's old Gen Xers, there's young boomers. And you could say things like large events delineate one group from another, if it fundamentally changed the behavior of society at that moment in time or changed society at the time. And thus you would see a change in the behavior of that generation as kids. For example, the smartphone, I would say, is one of those instances. But it's not like, oh, yep, you're these guys and you're condemned to having these traits. All right. Because of course not. I mean, we got a lot of millennials. Like the guy I just did a video for, he's 32, making 165,000 Australian a year. He's a real man. Obviously, he doesn't fit the stereotype of millennials. I know millennials who have homes and they don't have kids they can't afford, and they're STEM majors and they're not Marxists. All right. But generally, for whatever background daemon operating things are going on in society, that results in generally different generations of people having a different set of behaviors. Right. And so don't think just because you were born in a range that makes, oh, that's you. Right? But those events and trends and things that go on in society do ultimately define a generation. How that generation reacts to it is what ultimately defines them. And then people start to see groupings of behavior based by age, and then they associate disparagingly or positively different qualities and traits or drawbacks and condescensions of those different groups of people. So the boomers, spoiled freaking brats. Okay, now, some fought in Vietnam, some didn't dodge the draft. All right, for the most part, spoiled little brats. All right, materialists, one could argue, yes. Champions of divorce, and out of all the generations that are left, they are the most guilty and the ones I hate the most as a group. Gen X, out of the four generations that remain, roughly, Gen X is the least worst. They're not good. They are also spoiled materials, 80s brat kids. They were all like, you guys had Obama's dick in your mouth. They all had Clinton's dick in it, along with a couple other ladies. What does Gen X and Monica Lewinsky have in common? They both have Bill Clinton's dick in their mouths. And then what? The millennials, oh God, you were defined by Obama. Not to say presidents is that, but you just could not have enough socialism. Not you. And Zoomers are so young, they're yet to be defined, but it looks like it's just going to be a repeat of the of the millennials. So, but are there esoteric reasons as how the shit show has unfolded? All right. One would be government policy, and not just government policy, but also how easy did their parents raise them? How soft were the parents on them? The World War II generation was incredibly soft on the boomers. Boomers are also pretty soft on Gen X, but with that divorce fad, they had to grow up very quickly. So if there's any reason Gen X seems to be the only sane teenager in the room, it's because we had that. Yay. All right. Millennials had their parents' money for the longest time, and then the government money with Obama. And you also had parents that plain did not give a fuck about you. We could argue that about Gen X parents, the parents of Gen X as well. But it was very apparent that the millennials totally didn't give a shit about any of you kids. Like the baby boomers didn't give a flying shit about their millennial children. You were outsourced. You were brainwashed. You were lied to, and it shows because they're the most dysfunctional adult generation now, the least successful, the most pathetic. I would say. I mean that in a constructive way. You guys are pathetic. 30 odd years old, expecting a bailout for your stupid sociology degree, and you're all excited about Biden. And Gen Z just seems to be a continuation. Maybe they're a little bit more unplugged and sexually and romantically dysfunctional because they got their internet, their smartphones. That's what they've grown up on. All right. Oh, and we told them the same lies as before. So those are the sociological, political, economic factors that result in these esoteric reasons for how it unfolded. But I guess the main reason there, you call it a shit show, how the shit show happened, where there's such animosity and anger between the generations, because each generation lied to the successive kid generation that they had. The boomers lied to the millennials. Okay. Well, they lied to the Xers too. All right. Xers, though, the Xers had the oddballs out because we got bashed around with reality and divorce in the Volcker recession, if you can remember it. But the millennials were lied to, propaganda, and poorly brought up, and then dumped out in the real world and realized they were lied to. Gen X was just treated like shit, and they were also lied to, but not as much. But then they realized, oh, wait, our parents aren't infallible. Matter of fact, they were hippie douchebags. And then the Gen X parents are now raising the Zoomers, which have done the same thing, and no one's spanking their kids. The Zoomers are starting to wake up. And of course, Gen X, you know, Gen X is not a saint. Oh my God, we couldn't wait to get those kids off to school. And ooh, we need to get organic this and organic that. And we're so for environmentalism. And oh, we just, oh, free range parenting. I mean, it was like we didn't learn anything from the boomers at all. And Gen X is squarely responsible for this woke SJW bullshit they keep shoving down your throats. It is, you go look at these corporate executives shoving down the SJW stuff. It's not millennials or Zoomers or baby boomers. It's Gen X. We'll go down as the generation that convinced a whole generation of Americans to believe that their traits was the most important things about them. And so these Zoomers now, oh my God, they might even be worse than the millennials, maybe, with their Gen X parents who just simply did not want to raise them. So, I mean, and everyone is getting pissed off because they're miserable. They're not financially successful as they want to be. And they blame the people that misled them before, which they have every right to do because it's true. They were misled. But ain't nobody learning from their mistakes and saying, hey, you know all that Marxist, socialist, communist bullshit the boomer professors taught us? And now the Gen X professors are telling us? Hey, maybe we ought to say, fuck that bullshit. You know, maybe we ought to get rid of the colleges and universities, and maybe we just have training programs. And unless it's a real discipline or real degree, like engineering or medicine, something that actually requires 4 years of study, why don't we actually start making tangible change? But no, you're all so brainwashed and idiotic, you can't do anything but think, and this is the universe, starting from the boomers, you can't think of anything but victimhood. And so it's basically four generations of varying grades of crybabies who just refuse to take agency and responsibility of their own lives, no matter how bad the hand dealt they were dealt, and are always looking for somebody else to bail them up. Because why? Nobody wants to fucking work. Boomers don't save up enough money for retirement. Gen Xers, I don't know. I'd have to look at the data on Gen Xers. I think they might be a little bit better off financially than the boomers were. Millennials are a wreck on pretty much every measure. If you don't believe me, go get this book. It's not an opinion. It's not me slamming on you millennials. I know everyone likes to make you the butt end of jokes. That's actually a very sympathetic book towards you millennials. If you'd like to read it and have your life stop sucking, instead of reading more Marxist leftist shit, instead of reading, The Way of My Father, Barack Obama's, or an open, could you just read something that you maybe disagree with? And the Zoomers, they're all for UBI, and they're living at home and playing their video games. Nothing's ever anybody's fault. Nope, never. Which is why I don't really, you know, why are you a misanthrope? It's because every generation sucks. I only have a slight preference for Gen X because they kind of went through a hard time out of all the generations, they're the most American, but still not American enough. You know, your World War II generation guy has more American masculinity in his pinky than your average Gen Xer does his entire body. But the shit show is basically you just have a bunch of crybaby children who are misled, understandably, but are not going to take responsibility and ownership of their own lives. And they are so easily duped and programmed by the education system going all the way back to the 70s, even the 60s maybe, that it's just a bunch of mentally ill-reared children who happen to have hit puberty and want government money. And since they're not going to take the ownership of their own situation in life, they're going to blame other people. And where it has not just an air, but genuine authenticity, at least half, is they're also right. The previous generation did lie to you. They did fuck you up. But you are also equally responsible and like, okay, so did you learn? I did just a video on why millennials got to stop blaming the boomers. It's like, okay, yeah, they're wrong. Now, what are you going to do about it? That was like 20 years ago. So that's why you have a lack of honor and a lack of integrity on your average American, regardless of generation. And they do not want to face up to the fact that it requires hard work to undo all the brainwashing and indoctrination, and they have to start from zero. I mean, take your average millennial. They're literally, I'm wondering, like, you take average age of millennials, what, 33, 34 now? Aren't they more or less in the exact same financial position as they were when they graduated from high school? Like, they should be more or less broken even. They probably don't have a lot of savings. They probably have a fair, like, their net worth is zero. I got the numbers in that book, too. I mean, they're pretty much like 18-year-olds. Not they had taken the money and invested in the S&P 500 and literally did nothing. Like, just play paddywhack. However you play paddywhack. I don't know if that's even a real game. They'd be infinitely better off. But they went through a horrific experience called college, where they were brainwashed. They didn't learn anything except arrogance, cockiness, and socialism. And now they're completely dysfunctional. Now they're slowly maybe waking up. Who knows? All right. So, yeah, that's where the wars came from. Ain't no one going to be an adult. That's why it's esoteric. Alex Saluski, our Polish agent in the field, $2. Do you consider 1998 millennial? That's millennial. That's millennial. Definitely. Or Gen Z. I think I meant Gen X. I wouldn't really even separate between millennial and Gen Z. I mean, I guess if there was going to be a demarcation point, I would argue it'd be when the smartphone came out. Even then, there was an adaptive period. It took a year to adapt to that technology. Or one could even argue that online dating apps would have been the real change in sociology. But I guess millennials, but I would not differentiate between Gen Z and millennials. I don't think there's anything really different. You're all going to be living at home. You're all going to major in socialism. You're all going to vote for social. Not you, Alex, but you're perfectly programmed robots. You're all NPCs. You know, it's just millennial version 2.0 for an operating system. You know, it's like, what? You're going to be more tattooed and crazy purple hair? Wow, so different. So, Cynic and Chief, $5. Hello from Florida, watching in person tomorrow's rocket launch from the world's greatest joy. Oh, boy. Oh, you're down there. Hey, Cynic. Okay, cool. Let's know how van life is going. Whose show were you on? Were you on? Jax, you're on somebody's show. I was listening. Oh, Cynic's on. Mexi Mike, $5. I laugh at boomers who are going to suggest as their entitlements are worthless with the additional money printing. World War II was the last respectable generation. There was also the silent generation, which I guess is a lot of Vietnam vet dudes. Maybe a handful of dudettes. But yeah, that's the last generation. That's the last generation where they had welfare, but they didn't take it because it was shameful. Now you guys are just like, yeah, man, Biden books. Yeah, why am I so unhappy? Boomer. Are we all and just keep in mind, like, everyone tuning in here, it doesn't matter what generation we were born in, because we're all independent minded people and we support ourselves. I mean, so it doesn't really matter. If anything, it's what did the other generation do to you? In my case, boomers lied to me, and now millennials and Gen Zers want to live off of me, as does my own generation. Because the single mommies just can't do without my money. Can I put my peen inside? No, no. You just give me the money to raise some other guy's kid. Okay. Joey Biden, 10 Canadian. I didn't know Joe was up in Canada. Hey, President Biden, how are you? How the hell is everything still vital, still working? Is debt the glue of all shortcomings? I think it's rote rehearsal. People just go to work. Also, all the critical things like, you know, the electrical grid, those are, you know, staffed by highly talented and highly compensated people who will go in for their work. And I don't know how much longer vital things will keep on working. I mean, if we're going to shut down all the companies because they have 100 employees or more. Yeah. 91 is millennial. Yeah, I'd say 91's millennial. All right, we all caught up. Oh, Nimble. Fuck boomers, that's all. $2. Yep, that's all that has to be said. I'm wondering if anyone's even visiting old people in the nursing homes anymore. Parents are, yep. True. All right, there we go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.